Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. May the force be with you. 34 after. I'm glad you're here. Rich Gaydon is our guest, longtime 19-year member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top political experts on the planet. God help him. Mullings.com is his outstanding website where you can find his twice-weekly cyber column, which is legendary. Former press secretary to Vice President Dan Quayle, former advisor to Newt Gingrich, and he's our good friend. Rich, welcome back.
Thank you, buddy. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back, as always. Hey, Rich, we got this election going on. Perhaps you noticed, and we got this process going on. And I think one thing that would be handy to do would be, because I want you to talk about the Democrats primarily, but I do think it'd be instructive for us to get your thoughts on comparing the tooth and dagger attacks going on right now, the Democrats, with what was happening 4 years ago with the Republicans. How are they
right.
similar?
Well, the similarity is that both in 2016 with Donald Trump, there was somebody leading the pack that nobody believed could A, lead the pack for long, and B, if he did lead the pack, couldn't possibly get elected mm-hmm. running against Hillary Clinton.
Right.
So geniuses like me, up until, frankly, 7 o'clock on election night, kept saying Hillary Clinton
He's
was
going to win. He's not going to win.
And I think Hillary Clinton was saying that, too. and this year we've got Bernie Sanders, whose policies, clearly socialist, he calls himself a Democratic socialist, but I wrote the other day that means he's neither a Democrat nor a socialist.
Right. Yeah.
But it clearly is, and the press corps has given both. They loved to cover Trump, if only in the negative. They love to cover Bernie, and they're not clear. Most of the press corps doesn't understand the mechanics of Medicare for All, so they just sort of repeat it at the bar and try to mm-hmm. sound smarter than the kid from the online outlet. But the Democrats this time here, if you look at the results from the first two, and this is dangerous using New Hampshire and Iowa as a test bed, but if you look at the total number or percentage of votes for Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar, the two quote unquote moderates in the race. Huh. And you look at the total votes for Bernie and Elizabeth Warren, the two so-called progressives, we used to call mm-hmm. them liberals, in the race, that there's much more, many more people are interested in the moderate wing of the party. And if you go back even farther, and let me finish that thought. Bernie Sanders, you know, is doing very well, and he's leading the polling in Nevada for this Saturday with 25%. That means 75% of Democrats want somebody other than Bernie Sanders, mm-hmm. but it's so widely distributed that they can't settle on a clear alternative yet. They may, and it may be Michael Bloomberg by the time it's over, but for right now, it's spread out pretty far.
Well, one of the things that I wanted to compare is 4 years ago, the Republicans were eating their own. I mean, it was daggers drawn between each one of them. It looked very much like what's going on right now. The only person they hated worse than the heir apparent, Hillary, was the other guy on the Republican side.
Right.
I mean, they were going at each other they were calling each other names. Trump was doing the most of it, and as you said, he was. They couldn't believe that he was leading, and the Democrats can't believe that. Now the difference is, in my opinion, Trump was the new person they couldn't believe. Bernie has been doing this before. He's done this before. And 4 years ago, nobody could believe he was getting the traction he was.
Right. And 4 years ago, as he is now, he raised so much money. One of the things that people forget is if you're running for president and you've got money in the bank, you ain't going anywhere. You stay in until the last check bounces. And right. Bernie, I get four or five emails a day from Bernie's campaign asking for me to, quote, chip in, you know, $5, $10, $10 and 40 cents, whatever it is.
Right.
And I don't know how I got on their list even, but I'm on it. And he has just collected tens of millions and millions of dollars, and the only guy that can compete with him is Bloomberg, who just keeps writing a check. And he's up to over $300 million of his own money, which for you and me would be about $19, by the way.
Hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Right back, we're going to get a more analysis of the current, ongoing election process. That's what it is. It's a process. It's a gauntlet. After the break, 22, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.